Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa?
Austin.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta
go.
One's Gotta Go, of course, is powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. What we need from you is to text our text line. Oh, wait. Oh, we forgot to zzz.
I was like, where's
the
zzz? That was weird.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, did they stop doing that while I was gone?
Oh, this is... No, Melissa, we did not. It's powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzzt. There we go.
Weird.
Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we'll tell you which one's got to go. Am I sick?
I don't know.
I might have caught your sickness. Joining us today is our dear friend Annie in Downers Grove. Annie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great. Thanks for joining us, Annie. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Sounds good. Kyle?
All right. From a 630 texter, one's got to go, a psycho-controlling neighbor or an overbearing HOA in your neighborhood. Which one's got to go, Annie?
Probably the HOA.
HOA's got to go? Why is that?
Because I hate my HOA.
Oh, you have one?
Wait, what happened?
They're just really unhelpful. I have never been able to actually get in contact with them for any issue ever.
Really?
Yeah, but they'll get in contact with you the minute you do something wrong.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't paint your house the wrong color.
Yeah, right. Don't have a boat in your driveway.
Right. Seriously.
I'm going to say the HOA's got to go. I've had a psycho-controlling neighbor. In fact, yeah. Let's just say.
So the psycho-controlling
if you know,
neighbor's
got to
go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they got to go. They're the worst.
You said HOA's got to go.
HOA's sorry. Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. Psycho-controlling neighbor's got to go.
Yeah, right. Sorry. The game's called One's Gotta Go. First time playing? Melissa, which one's got to go for you?
I missed the zzz earlier,
I know,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm also saying the psycho-controlling neighbor has to go. Thank God my neighbors are not like that. If they were, I would move.
Yeah.
I would be long gone.
Yeah.
I do love that a 331 texter chimed in. Where's the zzz? Okay, next one up. Sorry, there was a weird one that came in that I'm going to try to read in a minute. But an 847 texter, one's got to go. Eating raw fish or eating live bugs? Annie, which one's got to go for you?
Oh, man. Probably eating live bugs because I don't want them to crawl up my throat.
Oh, good point. Melissa?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want anything moving around in my mouth that's still alive.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely doing I'm doing raw fish.
I hate seafood and I hate sushi.
Weird.
But I'm saying the live bugs got to go. Yeah, it's bad enough I have to work with one.
So hey, get out of here.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
You guys don't know who I was referring to.
Don't be rude. To one of us, it was very rude. Yeah. Anyway, Annie, last one just for you today. This is from a 773 texter. And I think I know what you're going to go with, but it's a very weird one, and I'm going to read it. One's got to go, having to be covered in Brussels sprouts for the rest of your life.
What? Covered in them?
Yeah. Or having wings that don't fly.
What?
Everyone's
that
like,
so...
oh, nice wings. What? Yeah, let's
so
see you fly.
You flying? Like, nope.
No, I can't.
Annie, which one's got to go for you?
Probably the wings, but I don't know.
Probably the wings.
Probably the
so
wings.
You'd rather be covered in Brussels sprouts?
I feel like they're not going to do any harm. They're just hanging out.
Yeah, they're just hanging out.
The Brussels sprouts aren't doing anything to me. So, yeah, what gives?
That was so weird.
Melissa.
Austin.
Today's Dear Melissa and Austin is all about bread. More specifically, winning it. Bread winners. Today we've got Monica from Beverly calling in. Monica, what's going on?
Hey, So I make more money than my husband.
Nice. Oh. Good for you.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. But he actually absolutely hates it when people find out about that. So, for example, if friends or family ask about finances, he'll jump in and call himself the breadwinner. Like it's the 1950s.
Really?
It's automatic. Yeah. I usually let it just slide to avoid embarrassing him. But honestly, guys, it bothers me that I have to downplay my success. Like, keep downplaying, you know, to play along for his ego, or start correcting him and risk a fight or something about it. I'm so torn.
Yeah. Speaking from the guy's point of view.
Yeah.
Traditionally, men are taught you got to have to take care of your family. And so when you are not making the most amount of money in your household, it can be somewhat of a shot at the ego. And I'm sure he probably wants to be the breadwinner. Like, he just has that desire, which is a good thing. But, you know, when he can't talk about it publicly, or, like, you know, he wants to act as if he is making more when you, in fact, are making more. Like, it's such a small thing, but it could lead to bigger things.
Like what?
I mean, you just don't want to live a lie.
Mm-hmm. Is it selfish to be, like, celebrated with my success? Like, at one point he did make more, but now it's like I have the role and it's not like really appreciated. Like, we're very comfortable now financially.
I think it wouldn't hurt to open up the dialogue and just ask him, like, hey, you know, I've noticed, like, you've been telling people that you're the breadwinner. Like, why are you doing that? And see if he can open up and tell you how he feels about it. I don't know. Mel, where do you come out?
Well, your ego is in play with both of you.
Sure.
It's his ego and it's your ego.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have to determine who can back off needing the ego play, because you want people to know that you're successful and he wants people to think he's successful.
Right.
It's almost, to me, but boils down to a battle of who can let go of the ego.
Right. And be supportive of the other one in turn.
And you only know. For me, I wouldn't care. Like, if I thought that hurt his feelings, you know, he was embarrassed by it. I wouldn't say anything. To me, it doesn't matter.
Right. It is.
But that's just me.
It's always the women doing it. I just feel like it's always us, the women, doing that downplaying. So I just...
You're probably right. But I think men would have... We all have egos. But I think when it comes to the money and being the man, you know, the husband or the dad in the house, I think that's sometimes a hard pill to swallow.
Well, and I'll say this. Women, in a lot of ways, are stronger than men. And this...
Thank you for saying that.
...tends to be one of them.
It's true.
You know, there is a lot of alpha male, and you have to give this appearance
There's
of
so much
strength.
Of that. Yeah.
And with women, it's not like that.
If your ego is bigger than his ego and you want to fight for it, you can. But if you can just let it go,
in
the big scheme of
Good
things,
point.
You guys are financially okay. Who cares what anybody thinks, you know?
But Monica, we want to thank you so much for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin.
Yeah, I needed to talk it out a little bit with someone kind of neutral. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Helpful. I think I know what I'm going to do.
If you need any advice, feel free to email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
Well, here's some good news for you, Shaboozy. I've got an update when it comes to Mr. Elmhurst.
Ooh. Okay, what's going on with your blooming relationship?
Okay, guys, as you know, I have been, in a way, courting Mr. Elmhurst to become my friend over the last few weeks.
Yes.
Because
It's been the last few months.
This has been
the slow play.
Yeah, listen, when you are my age, finding new friends feels a lot like dating.
Mm-hmm.
You meet someone, you're like, oh, I kind of hit it off with that person. We have the same sense of humor. We kind of like each other.
Yeah.
And then you have to go through the steps, basically, of dating.
It's very similar.
It is very similar. It's actually scary how similar it is. And our wives get along. It's great. Things have been going great. I've got two updates in a way. Just the other day, texting back and forth. And I just so happened to, we were making each other giggle via text message.
Goodness. Okay. They were flirting.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Dude flirting. Okay. And he sent me something and I replied with a GIF. Okay.
Okay.
And right after I sent the GIF, he goes, dude, I was just searching for the same GIF.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
This is, Melissa, do you notice the smile on his face right now?
I know.
Like, this is the giddiest he has ever. He doesn't even talk about his wife like that.
I know. He doesn't. I think, like, right now, looking at you, I see a glow.
There's a glow
that's coming off your skin right now.
You're, like, blushing, too. It's, okay. like, kind of weird.
All right, look.
All right, well, what's the other part?
I'm excited, okay?
There were two parts.
Now, the other part is even bigger than sending the same GIF.
Okay? What is it? They have so much in common.
I know. I can tell.
Guys.
What?
I made it to first base.
Ew.
No. In terms of friendships.
What's first base for friendships?
He gave me a ride back. he gave me a ride in his car.
Oh, that's first base and dating a friend?
Mm-hmm. That's first base and dude friendship. Yeah. The ride back.
When you get a ride in the car with them?
What's first base?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, okay?
I
don't want to count my chickens before they hatch.
Is it like driveway beers, garage beers?
That's like third base.
I was going to say, that seems like
big. That is way more intimate, okay? Which I am trying to work my way up to that.
Okay, so where were you guys parked that he drove you home?
So it's actually funny. I was actually getting work done at my house, and so I had to park my car elsewhere. And so I hit him up, and I said, hey, would you mind if I just parked my car at your place? And he's like, yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
So I parked my car at his place, and then he drove me back.
Wow, that is definitely a relationship that is blossoming.
You'll love to see it.
Are we like BFFs now?
Wait, so when are you going to be bringing Mr. Elmhurst to a concert?
Whoa, guys, too soon. Too soon.
I don't know. I think it's about time that, Melissa and I meet him.
I will be at Aldine this Saturday night.
All right.
Melissa.
Austin.
The other day we were talking about homecoming dances and how we want to help someone with their homecoming proposal. We put it all over Instagram. We talked about it on the air. And we finally have someone stepping up. It is Chris in LaGrange Park. Chris, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. Second of all, you need help with your son to get him to ask his girlfriend to the homecoming dance?
Yes, that would be great.
Is it his girlfriend or not his girlfriend?
No, just a friend.
Neither have
significant others, so just a friend.
But after Melissa and Austin asked, maybe then let's maybe it
becomes
something more.
You think maybe some sparks are going to fly that night?
You never know.
You never know.
We love around here.
If these two are just friends, I mean, how long have they known each other? And do you think there's a chance for any sparks to be flying later?
They've known each other since grade school, and no, I don't think so. I think this is just a friendship that neither one has significant other senior year. They just want to go to the dance together and have fun. With all their friends.
Okay, so I was going to ask, they're seniors. This is their last year in high school. And what high school do they go to?
Riverside Brookfield.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Very nice.
That's our high school.
go Bulldogs.
It is Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs. Yep.
How'd you know that?
Look, I know a lot of dumb
That's
things
kind
in
of
my
weird
head
that
right
you
now.
Knew that.
Yeah. all right, so Chris, what can we do? How do we want this to go down?
I don't know. We need help. The dance is next week, and he hasn't asked her yet. We were thinking we do love as well, she loves love. She loves Love Island, so he was thinking that would be a fun theme.
Okay.
Everyone does have theme ask. I don't know. He's got to do it soon, probably this weekend.
All right, so Chris, do you want me to take my shirt off and show off my 6-pack abs?
We can drink a lot.
Yeah.
We could do this
at a beach if we want. I don't know if we'll be able to get it approved by work, but
Some
we can try.
Some little cat fight can break out or something,
It's for Aiden, We're going to the beach for Aiden.
He loves the beach. That would be awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. We can put it out to our text line, 312-946-4995. If you have an idea as to how Melissa and I can help Aiden, ask Trinity.
Yes.
Ask Trinity to the dance.
And if Aiden or Trinity, don't tell. tell him we're
doing
this.
Don't tell him we're doing this.
It's a secret, guys.
Yeah. Well, does Aiden know?
Yes, I did tell Aiden.
Okay. All right,
so
good.
Just Trinity doesn't know.
Because that would be a lot of, Mom.
Like, what are you doing to me, Mom?
You called the radio station to get me?
Yeah, he's 17. We got to clue him in on this. So I never would have heard
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
So cute.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. All right. So this is what we'll do. We're putting it out to our text line, 312-946-4995. If you have an idea, preferably Love Island themed, and a way for us to help Aiden ask Trinity.
Right.
Awesome. You guys are awesome. I could use all the help I could get at this point.
I love this. And I love that you're taking part in this and that you're just so sweet trying to help these two friends go together for their last homecoming to have fun together.
Yeah. It's their senior year. I want to make it special for them.
Absolutely. So. I love that.
Yeah. You definitely are a mom that cares, and we love and respect that about you, Chris, and we appreciate you reaching out to us for this, because we were super excited to help someone out, and hopefully we'll be able to do so with Aiden.
Thanks, guys. We love you. I appreciate the help. I can't wait to hear what ideas people come up with.
We love you, too. We're going to figure it out soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Melissa!
Austin!
You ready to get to some great news, even though we are kind of like 40 seconds early?
I would love to get to some great news. It is time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you will also feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com to learn more.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Lukia in Florida.
What's your great news?
Hi, I am calling to wish my son James a happy 15th birthday.
Okay, well, all right.
That's awesome. Happy 15th birthday. You said the name is James?
Yes. James.
Okay, and Lukia, you're calling us from Florida right now.
I am. I've been a listener for probably the last 6 years, and I've never called, but I always listen to you guys. And today's his 15th birthday, and he is a beautiful person, and I just wanted to wish him a happy 15th birthday. He's at school today. He's actually getting his driver's permit today, too, because he passed his permit test online.
Oh, my goodness.
That's even more great news.
Yeah.
And so you've been listening for so long. What do? Do you listen on the Odyssey app?
I do. I actually used to live in Chicago when we just recently moved, and I have you guys plugged in, and I listen to you guys every morning. We're an hour ahead, so I'm like, I'll give you guys a call. I've never called a radio station before, so I was pretty excited that I got through. And like I said, I just wanted to share my great news.
Yeah. Oh, Lukia, that's so awesome.
Lukia,
thank you for sticking with us, by the way.
Yeah. What's that like getting to sleep in an extra hour before having to wake up and listen to us?
Well, it's weird because sometimes I hear you. I'm like, I get confused sometimes because it's an hour ahead.
Yeah.
So it plays it again, but that's okay. If I miss something, because if I go in a meeting or something, obviously I got to disconnect. But
I love listening to you guys, and I even in my car, I listen to you guys.
Oh, I love that.
You're so sweet.
So is James still in Chicagoland area, or is he in Florida with you guys?
Oh, no, he's with me in Florida.
Okay. Okay, so, well, listen, you do us a favor. I'm assuming he's already in school, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, they have a half day today, so when he gets home, we're going to go get his permit.
Oh my gosh.
How cool.
What an awesome thing. Okay, so you tell him we said happy birthday.
Yes.
You can listen to this back on the Best of Melissa and Austin podcast to hear our shout out to him if he wants to listen back. But we appreciate you calling and sharing that with us. And we hope he has an amazing birthday and he nails that driver's test. I hope he just remembered, do not cross the double yellow lines.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling, Lakia, and also thanks for sticking with us. That really means a lot to me.
It really does, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, Lakia. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That right there's so much to learn from Lakia there. You can listen on the Odyssey app when you move out of state or if you go out of town. If you ever call in and you want to listen back, you can listen on the Best of Melissa and Austin podcast. You can text the word best into our text line to get the link sent right to your phone. Is this tacky? 312-946-4995. Melissa?
Yep.
State your case.
I was driving down the expressway, and there was a car in front of me that had something written in the back windshield. And it looked like it had bride something. So I, you know, kind of scooted up a little bit. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And in the back window, it read, fiance, like she had just gotten proposed to. I'm trying to think exactly how it was worded. But she said, just newly engaged, buy the to-be bride a drink. And here's my Venmo. So that's what it said. Okay. And I thought, I'm not buying you a drink. What the heck? And I thought, that seems so tacky because, and I don't mean to sound mean, like I know it's an exciting time, but I feel like everybody in this day and age now is begging for money.
I
don't think she's going to use it for a drink, to be honest with you. I don't think she's going to be like, I think she's just going to be pocketing money.
Okay. I do agree with you in the sense that there is a growing epidemic of people setting up GoFundMes for themselves and things like that. Like, which if someone sets up a GoFundMe for you, if you're going through hard times or whatever, and someone else does it for you, I think that's completely fine. Mm-hmm. But when you set it up for yourself, there is that a little bit of that ick factor to it. You know, when you are asking money, it's essentially panhandling online. However, I don't think this is tacky, Mel.
What?
I don't think it's tacky. I think, look, she's going out celebrating. Well, so what if a couple people are like, yeah, I'll buy you a drink. It's just doing it digitally rather than just at a bar.
I don't like it. I feel like I'm so overwhelmed and so feeling like everybody is begging for money. I mean, and some people much deserved need it.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
with GoFundMes,
yes.
Like tragedies yes. happen, things like that. And that's when we have to step up and help. But to be bride,
yeah.
buy me a drink. Here's my Venmo. I'm like, no, stop asking for money.
312-946-4995. Is it tack or is it not? Are you team Melissa, team tack, or are you team Austin, where it's like, nah, come on. Just buy him a drink.
No, she's not. She's not using that for alcohol.
312-946-4995. Like a couple of years ago when that guy was on College Game Day and he held the sign up and it said, college student, you know, buy me beer. And he put his Venmo and that dude got like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Do you think he spent $100,000 in alcohol?
I don't know. 312-946-4995. Where do you come out? Jessica and Lamont.
Do you think that this is tacky or not tacky?
The situation that you described, I would go with tacky.
Okay, wait a minute. That leads me to believe that there is circumstances to where you would see it not being tacky?
Yeah, so like, for instance, if you can tell there's like a group of girls driving to a destination for like a bachelorette party, sure, why not? Buy them a drink. But like, just cruising down 55 or wherever the list was, no.
That, you know right? what it tells me? They
right.
went on a bachelorette party. And she just never washed it off, thinking, hey, how much more money can I raise?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. And you know she's not using that for a drink. I mean, she's going to be pocketing any money she thinks she can get. And I cannot stand that.
Maybe she just wants a bigger ring, or I don't know.
It could be.
Look, weddings are expensive. You know, maybe a couple of that bucks goes towards her wedding.
I don't know. Anyway, I appreciate you also thinking it was tacky. Thank you so much.
Yes, have a good one.
Thank you, Jessica. From the 847, agree on both, actually. I wouldn't Venmo, but I would buy it at the bar. From the 708, Team Melissa, go ask your friends to buy you a drink.
Right? Well, buying it at the bar is one thing. If I saw a bride-to-be at the bar, that's fine. But that's not the scenario. You're like plastering it on your car, begging for money. Ew.
From the 773, Melissa, I completely agree with you. It is absolutely tacky and distasteful when there are people out here in true need of things to ask people to buy you a drink just because you got engaged. That's dumb.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's just driving me nuts.
Yeah, not as many people are willing to buy her a drink like I am. You know, like, I'll throw a couple bucks your way. Have fun. Let's go now to Lori in Westchester.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Good. Do you think it's tacky?
Oh, I think it's very low class.
Right. I do, too.
No, it's just like the worst thing ever. It's begging online.
It is. Have you ever seen anybody driving down the road with their Venmo on the back window of their car and then asking for money?
I have seen that. I just think it is just so low class.
I think it is, too. Like, I'm not afraid to, like, offend the small amount of people who do that, because I'm like, stop begging for money. Everybody's tight on money. And if we're going to help somebody, we're going to help the people who really need it.
100%. I agree.
Right.
Okay. But if you Venmo... If you Venmo her like $1 or $2, I mean, come on. You know, girls got to have some fun on her bachelorette party, right?
I'm sure she'll have plenty of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. If she's got the money to have a bachelorette party, she's got the money to buy herself a drink. Be a big girl.
Be a big girl. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Agree, agree, agree.
All right. Well, I am getting absolutely slaughtered in this debate, so I guess I'll concede.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, I love that.
Not the first time. Lori, not the first time at all.
Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's not looking good for me. But if you'd like to buy me a drink, my Venmo is at Austin Huff. Just at Austin Huff for my Venmo.
You do not have to buy me one, because I am not asking you can
buy me. You can buy me a drink for losing this battle. I'm going to need one after getting slaughtered on the text line and phone lines. According to Melissa and Austin, standard time, it is 8:35-ish, okay? We don't play by the rules. We make our own time here, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today is our dear friends Mark in Joliet and Susie in Gurnee. Mark, why don't you say hello to Susie?
Hello, Susie.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hi, guys. You are up for these Keith Urban tickets at the United Center coming up on September 25th. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, with all that said, let's play. Question number one. There is a song called, and before I say this, FCC, please do not fine us because we are not cussing. It's called Truck Yeah. Who sings that song? 3 seconds?
Oh, my God.
We were looking for Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw, an up-and-comer in this industry.
And you said that word perfectly clear, so I think we're good.
Yes, truck.
Question number two. What country artist headlined the Poets and Pirates Tour in 2008, the Trip Around the Sun Tour in 2018, and last year... Susie.
Kenny Chesney.
Is it Kenny Chesney? It is.
There we go.
Who lives like we do? We do. Question number three. Susie leads 1-0. True or false? Florida Georgia Line is still together.
Susie. False.
Is it false? It is. They are not together. But Tyler Hubbard's doing pretty well.
He is doing well. Mark, are you there?
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Mark, do you know the game started, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Making sure you're there. Yeah. All right. Question number four. What country music legend known for songs like White Lightning and He Stopped Loving Her Today was nicknamed the Possum? George. Mark.
George Jones.
Is it George Jones?
All right.
Mark is just waiting back, like, you know, stalking his prey.
Yeah. Right. And you saved yourself, too.
Yeah. All right. So Susie still leads 2-1. Heading into this fifth and final question, Mark, you need this to send it to a bonus question. Cold As You is a song sung by what CMA Entertainer of the Year?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
Cold As You is a song sung by what former CMA Entertainer of the Year? 3 seconds. We're looking for Luke Combs, but with the 2-1 lead after 5. Susie, you're going to Keith Urban.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Congratulations, Susie.
Aww.
Thank you, Mark.
That was sweet, Mark. Are you a huge Keith Urban fan?
Yes.
I am.
Oh, and Mark is too.
And Mark is too,
sorry,
yeah, Mark. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Well, Mark, listen.
If I wasn't married, I'd hate you. Sorry.
Oh, that's even sweeter.
That's kind of cute, yeah.
Well, you know who to call if something happens your husband doesn't feel good.
Yeah, so Susie gets divorced between now and September 25th. Mark, you're in, man.
Hell yeah.
Or you could try his back again tomorrow. Might be the easier route with the 5 at 8:35. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.